posture mandalas are a really useful way of creating classes and mapping our intentions ahead of time to safely set up our plan for our classes. There's much more to them than simply working out a list of postures, writing them down, and making sure that you present them in the right order in the classroom. Rather, it's a conscious act of creation. And within it is all the symbolism that the ancient Vedic sages understood only too well, and the geometries in our form when we begin to understand fascia and how it describes the architecture of a living, conscious, creative being such as you and me, generating an idea, containing that idea, recreating that idea so that we can teach a class from it. So there's a great deal of thought behind the posture mandalas, and I wanted to share this audio file with you to give you a sense of the background. Let us first consider the circle. Drawing a circle is symbolic of an act of creation from which the hidden geometries of life can all be found. The ancient yogis profoundly understood these forms in nature and included their resonance in many aspects of the deeper yoga teachings. We can even consider the circular nature of the chakras as described, and the relationship of the geometries they represent to biotensegrity and our fascial architecture. And given that we are formed in the round, and given that we've considered throughout this work the tubular nature of our forming, our architecture, we begin to understand the significance of drawing a circle as we move from the linear, classical ideas of anatomy into the joining up of any line. So the beginning and the end join, and we create the circle, which has many symbolic references in ancient yogic texts. Here's a quotation from Carl Jung. "I saw that everything, all paths I had been following, all steps I had taken, were leading back to a single point, namely to the midpoint. It became increasingly plain to me that the mandala is the centre. It is the exponent of all paths. It is the path to the centre, to individuation. I knew that in finding the mandala as an expression of the self, I had attained what was for me the ultimate." And that's from Carl Jung's wonderful work called The Red Book. And I'm going to read to you from the Posture Mandala chapter in Yoga, Fascia, Anatomy and Movement from the first edition. "Once we have experienced the meditation practice, or any pranayama practice we may enjoy, and begun to tune in to the ability to create a blank page in the mind, we recapitulate the symbolic cycle of creativity. In considering posture mandalas, we are designing a way of working to simply convey this so that we can animate this idea for ourselves. The idea behind the posture mandalas is primarily the preparation in advance of a grace field in which to teach, which of course is represented by the circle. It is also a field from which to teach and into which you can welcome your participants. It forms a kind of connective tissue framework, symbolically speaking, for the relationships you choose to present in real time between postures. It is the field, your field, to work from in your way. This field is symbolized in the act of drawing the circle, and it becomes a ritual in and of itself. It's really just a quiet conversation between you and your own intuitive awareness, prepared in advance. So we begin by taking the pair of compasses and we use them symbolically. Together, symbolically, they represent the totem or the totemic singularity. One leg represents the positive or active force, like Pingala, for example, and the other leg represents the negative or passive force, Ida. So when we open the totemic one of the pair of compasses, it forms a ray, like a ray of light. And each leg represents an opposite polarity. The ray of light can be from the sun, Pingala, or the moon, Ida. The point of the compass represents stillness, that which we place in the page, while the pencil represents the dynamic element, describing the whole, the encircling line. When you remove the compass point, it leaves the mark in the center. In yogic terms, the bindu. It is the dot, another tiny circle within the circle, representing the one and the all at the same time. The circle contains, or encircles, the emptiness, the no-thing, the nothing that zero represents. At the same time as containing the emptiness with the boundary of the circumference, the circle also represents something emergent from the dot, becoming the line to join and form into a circle around it. We will come to see during the course that the symbol of one is the monad, a circle with a dot in it. And together, the line enclosing the space it contains forms this symbol of the field that contains the opposites or the polarities and presents them as united. The mandala is then made by making another circle around the first one and dividing the circles into upper and lower halves horizontally. The outer circle is divided into 12 equal sections, 6 above and 6 below. And you'll have examples of these blank mandalas in your PDFs that come with the course. The class plan. The simple premise behind these posture mandalas is pose and counterpose, with two poses per direction of movement. This is a very straightforward starting point for us to play with mandalas from. It means that a series of postures in a class assure that the fascial matrix of the body enjoys different ranges of motion in forward and back bending, flexion extension, side bending, lateral flexion, and twists, rotation, and counter rotation. It is also versatile enough that these can be designed with postures of different levels of ability for the group that you're teaching. In the center, you place the key or main pose that you intend to teach, with its counterpose underneath. We will provide examples of these to you throughout the course. This format invites a class design that honours overall equilibrium of the fascial body. It ensures that there is balance and variability of forces and directions of movement activated in a lesson through the choice of postures. This is a common basis of any teacher training, although prior to a fuller understanding of myofascial anatomy in practice, priority is sometimes given to the type of yoga rather than the type of individual undertaking it. Those forms of yoga, for example, that are biased to a particular repetitive sequence, emphasizing one direction, can build strength and ability at first. However, from a myofascial point of view, this can eventually become a repetitive strain pattern if it is repeated over a period of time without suitable counterbalance. by gradually introducing a counterbalancing sequence over a suitable period, the practice can be modified. If it is interspersed with all movement directions in such a way that it is naturally balancing the tissue loading, such strain can be avoided. Balance and counterbalance, including the three directions, better ensures variety and elastic integrity within the level or ability of the participants or class being taught. And these are all details that we will be going through in the various principles throughout the course. Primarily, these posture mandalas are a way of planning a class list in a visual format that can be read instantly at the speed of a class. It offers a well-considered and recognisable template for you to develop for yourself. And it will be part of the homework assignments throughout this course. We will be using three or four examples of different mandalas. The first three that you will experience through the Fascia Mastery course are based on the type of mandala that we've spoken of so far, where we have a main pose and a counter pose, and then we consider six poses around them, two for each direction, and their counter pose. So that will be explained for you in the class mandala preparation. The other type of mandala that we use, we sometimes call a clock mandala, which is where a sequence is used. We go from posture 1 to posture 12, such as a sun salutation, and we do those in sequence around the clock. So that's a different way of using the same mandala format. As a teaching tool, mandalas simply allow a creative class plan to be structured, saved, and built into a portfolio as your experience and range of teaching develops and accumulates. It is really designed to encourage creativity and a balance of asana adapted to work in a class or a workshop or over a term. They provide instant visual organisation rather than a list in a notebook. Although, having said that, please don't be concerned whether you can draw or not. We provide you with examples and you can make them yourself with tracings, or you can use the names of the postures within the mandala. It's whatever works for you. What's really important is the planning and the creation of the class plan with this foundational organisation, because it balances the fascia throughout the form and really encourages a safe practice from a fascial point of view. The idea of first drawing a circle is also a very practical way of working with the postures in any order to ensure a rounded, variable training programme per class, per term, or per event. It really is scale-free. And the purpose of doing them is to create a clear and accessible way to design a balanced class lesson or personal practice to optimise fascia form overall, to ensure balance between the asanas chosen for either a general group or an individual, to contain a theme that can be carried through for an individual by session or series of sessions, such as during a term or over a course of work, retain a useful at-a-glance record of class plans and progress, and create a circle from your own intention in advance, in order to facilitate a grace field. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. Ideas, language, even the phrase each other, doesn't make any sense. The breeze at dawn has secrets to tell you. Don't go back to sleep. You must ask for what you really want. Don't go back to sleep. People are going back and forth across the door sill where the two worlds touch. The door is round and open. Don't go back to sleep.